A solitary goal at Airbus today condemned the Robins to a 1-0 defeat at the airfield against Airbus. And in the first half, it was a poor game, really. Newtown didn't create any chances in a swirling wind. It was tough on both sides. Airbus's long ball game and dead ball specialist did well. Ian Kearney fired and headed over, as well as Ryan Wade putting a shot just wide. And he cracked the bar just before halftime in the best chance of the half. But just after the break, it sprung into life. And it was set up, really. Andy Jones, in his first game against the Robins since leaving, the former Newtown skipper, took the ball down on the edge of the area on 50 minutes and lashed a volley into the top corner. But the Robins did come back, had a few half chances late on, but there was never really any go and any drive in the game. No chances really created. The Robins did threaten late on with a free kick from Craig Williams that had James Coates scrambling. But from the resulting break, Steve Albert should have really settled the game for Airbus, but he was smothered by Chris Mullock, and it was a defeat for the Robins. Unfortunate, really. It would have been a good point there today, but in the end, it was Airbus 1, Newtown 0.